for some people, they don't necessarily know that creating your own reality is a thing, but they know that people have called them crazy for dreaming in this way. So then they're like, all right, well, if I'm crazy, then let me just be crazy. Then I just need to be delusional. I need to be as delusional as possible.
It's not delusion.
It's actually not. Like,
if I say something and I actually believe it, it's not delusion. Some people are just taking control over the narrative of their life.
Thank you, frustration. Thank you, annoyance. Thank you, this person who's in front of me that is annoying me. Now I have a perfect example of what I do not want to do, or a perfect example of what I can be in response to whatever this thing is.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
What are three things that you would change about your current reality?
Nothing. My life is exactly how it's supposed to be. Three things that I'll change about my current reality. One would be... I'll always be trying to find the words that I'm looking for so I can say actually what I mean. All right. Do anybody got one?
So my first thought actually was I wouldn't change anything about my current reality. But if I had to pick something, I think that I would change, it would probably be my current financial situation. Like, that will probably be it.
But, I was gonna say mine.
Go ahead.
Do you got more?
You could go ahead.
Mine would be how I show up in the world.
Do tell.
I don't show up as my full self. I mean, I still be masking.
Why?
It's comfortable. It's normal.
So?
The past versions of me feel safe.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. What's one that you got?
One thing that I would change about my current reality.
And nothing. My reality is perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything in particular that I would want to change about reality that I'm not in the process of changing. So, like...
So what are you in the process of changing? One thing. And then we'll come back to the other two.
What am I in the process of changing? I guess removing fear from my life.
Do tell.
Just removing fear. I think a lot of decisions have been made in my life based around fear and the feeling of fear. Even if I don't realize it's... that's the feeling, whether it's like me hurrying, me worrying, like all of it is fear-based. So like, that's probably it. That'll probably be it. Which is something that I'm actively changing to just not be afraid of stuff, because why am I afraid of this? There's nothing wrong. There's nothing happening. I'm not in danger.
I feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah, I was gonna say that might be similar to my second one, which would be basically going after everything that I want. So if I want it, I'm going to go after it like it's no way that I'm not going to be able to get it.
I've actually started...
You got to beat the drum. All right, go ahead.
I've actually started working on that. You know how people be talking about being delusional and stuff like that? So I decided what my delusional looks like. And I know what, like we talked about in the past, the universe just says yes. Like, whatever you ask for or whatever you thinking, it's like they say yes, whether it's like a negative thing or a positive thing. And I just decided to rename the universe so that I could like really be in that mode. So this is about to feel crazy, huh?
When you're done, I got something.
All right. I was going to say, why am I nervous to say this? Judgment. I don't want to get judged. But if it comes, it comes. All right. So I decided that I gave the universe a nickname, and that nickname is Chauncey.
Chauncey, fetch me my dreams.
Because then I can think of like, okay, if whatever I ask for, I'm going to get, right? So like, all right, Chauncey, bring me my robe, bring me my dream house, bring me my whatever. And it's not a thing of like, you know, it's a thing of having an active faith after it. So, like, walking in the fact that I know that this thing is already done. So, like, I talked to God already, and God already told me I could have whatever I wanted to. That's a conversation that me and God had, except for chicken. He told me I had to give up the chicken, mm-hmm. even if I wanted that. But everything else.
If you want your dreams, give me the chicken.
It was like the dreams or the chicken. So, yeah. So then it's like, all right, so how do you get into the mindset? Because I also be watching neurologists. And they be talking about rewiring your brain and stuff like that. Some of the stuff that they were saying, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. But it wasn't clicking. So this was a way for me to actually set into motion my act of faith. And yeah, it's a little delusional. And some of y'all probably going to be like, Chauncey, I don't want to hear it. Okay? This is my world. All right? What you was going to say?
I was going to say, I love that for you.
Thank you.
I love the concept. And everything around it.
Thank you.
What I don't be really liking is the delusional thing, like saying you gotta be delusional, because mm-hmm. it's not delusional.
It's actually it's not. Like,
it may seem delusional to other people, but if I say something mm-hmm. and I actually believe it, it's not delusion. Some people just ahead of their time. Some people just took control. Some people are just taking control over their life, over the narrative of their life. So if I say, all right, yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna go get my dream car. That's my dream car of this moment. Mm-hmm. My dream car of this moment is currently a BMW X6 X Drive, right? I think it's an M30. Yeah, we need the sport, you know? Come on now, y'all already, if y'all knew me with the locks, y'all knew how I was coming. But yeah, it's not delusion. It's me creating my reality.
And I think that that's, wait, what was you about to say?
No, go ahead.
I think that that's why people refer to it as delusion, just because most people don't understand the concept of creating your own reality. Like, I think it's a part of, well, number one, because as humans, we like to think collectively. We like to be on the things that other people are, you know, part of. We're a community-based, like, the human race is community-based for the most part. So it's like, for most of the people, the idea of creating your own reality is foreign. So, like I was saying, I do be watching neurologists and stuff on it be on Instagram and stuff. But they, you know, they got their degree, okay? but they be talking about rewiring their brain, and I, and it's not like a thing where you're going in and doing surgery and like changing things in your mind. It's like literally changing things or saying things differently or thinking things differently, or like even when it's the idea of just making sure your first thought is and like mm-hmm. they're just talking about mm-hmm. the science behind why to make sure your first thought is something that's positive and how it affects the rest of your day or how it affects your brain and your mood throughout the day or whatever. And for some people, they don't necessarily know that creating your own reality is a thing. But they know that people have called them crazy for dreaming in this way. Mm-hmm. So then they're like, all right, well, if I'm crazy, then let me just be crazy. Then I just need to be delusional. I need to be as delusional as possible because nobody's going to believe that this is going to happen, but I'm deciding to believe it. And really, that's really just having faith.
So if me not seeming crazy is allowing me to be miserable, why settle to not seem crazy?
It's comfortable, like you said. It's comfortable. Yeah,
and I mean, nobody wants to be called crazy.
Right. It's not fun. Yeah,
it's not. It's one thing, like, nobody wants to, you don't want people to walk around like, hey, look at this guy. He wants to be him. Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe it.
Like, they do it anyway.
Yeah, but, like, nobody wants to feel like you can see the person doing it. Like, it's one thing if you do it behind closed doors, but like when you walk in a room and everybody like, alright, look at, there goes, there he goes.
When we go out to events and we be coming back with a plate full of vegetables, yeah. They be like, oh,
look at those potatoes.
Yeah, see, and how do you feel about that?
I'm just like, what you looking at?
Exactly the point.
Yeah.
Exactly the point. That's why a lot of people don't do it. And I think stuff only seems delusional because other people can't imagine it. And if your window for imagination is this small, but mine is like, it's huge. It's like, grande. You're not going to be able to see it. So
to other people, you seem delusional.
Yeah, because it's like, especially if you're doing something that we haven't seen before in this iteration. So you're like, hey, I want to make the first flying couch, ooh, right? Whatever that may be, right?
Where's that gonna mean?
Right. So
it's like Aladdin's carpet.
Yeah, exactly. But so to everybody else, it's like, that's delusional. We've never seen that before. That doesn't make any sense. Until you actually make it, then it's like, now it would make sense to them. So it's like, you seem delusional because people don't have the context for what you're trying to create.
Can the couch move itself into the house? And out of the house?
It's foldable.
That's what I was thinking. Can it fold up so that it can fit through any door?
Can you imagine it in your mind?
I actually can. I'm picturing it now.
I'm picture it being like suitcase size. Like briefcase size, and then it just unfolds.
On some Iron Man stuff where he just opened up the...
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking like that. I was thinking like Transformers. So like, you know, Transformers, mm-hmm, they be folding up into a car. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, it's going to move its shoulders. It's going to move the shoulders in so it can get through the door, okay?
That's wild.
That's... All right, let's move on. That's
wild. Do y'all got a second one?
My second one, I would say... what I could change about... I don't even know. Okay, hold on. You got a second one? He said, I didn't even have a first one.
I didn't. I was playing ball. I was just like, all right, yeah, I'll play ball with you, but I don't really got nothing. But
I think one thing that I would change about my current reality, I would say, would be my anxiousness. I think that, like you were saying, making decisions out of fear and, like, even... the concept of being delusional or not being delusional, just acting on your faith, I noticed that there's a lot of anxiousness attached to me doing the things that I want to do. Not even that the thing is scary. It's not a scary thing. Like, even doing the podcast and, like, putting myself out there and all that stuff lately and just, like, noticing... Maybe it's because I'm more in tune with, like, my body. I've been noticing how things make me anxious and why things make me anxious. And then also when I get anxious, I be sweating. I don't like that. I don't like it. that might have been TMI, but I want to live life without feeling anxious about things. Like, even in the Bible, it says, be anxious for nothing. And I be anxious for a lot of things. And I don't know if it's attached to wanting to control situations or, like, not feeling in control of situations or whatever it is. But I think that's something that if I could change about my current reality is, like, I would have no anxiousness. It wouldn't exist. Like, I would have never met anxious. Anxiety, I would have never met her. Yeah, I think that's what I would change. I don't know if it's something that I can use as a tool in my favor just yet, but I think I've been ignoring it for a long time because I wasn't as in tune with my body. And now that I'm even more in tune with my body, I can feel it a lot more and, like, during certain times. And that just made me anxious talking about it. Let's move on. What y'all gonna say, huh?
I do have something about the last conversation that we had. But so Dad sent us a message today about, dear God, when I pray, if I don't have the words, please listen to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should always want God to listen to our hearts. Because I don't think we ever really have the words for what it is we want. At least for me, I would say that I want something, but it might not be exactly what I want. It might be what I think I want because I like doing this thing. Or I'm working towards this thing, and this is what it seems like I'm supposed to want, or this is what comes with whatever. And I'd be like, I don't actually want that.
So hearing you say that reminded me, it was a clip I saw online, and it was saying when you asking for what you want, the reason why you end up asking for it in the way you do is sometimes it's almost like a cosmic carrot on a string kind of thing. So, like, it gets you to move. It gets you to do certain stuff. So it's like, all right, you say you want the BMW, and that's gonna motivate you enough for you to start moving towards something else that you actually didn't know you wanted. So, like, a lot of the wants that we have, it's like, we say we want this, we really want the thing that's behind it, but we don't realize it because we're infatuated with the carrot on the string. But the carrot is like, is the thing that's going to help us move. So it's like just knowing that your wants are okay, because they're typically are going to lead you to something else that you may not have realized that you wanted.
Yeah. I actually do want the BMW though.
Yeah, I was just using that because that was the only. Yeah.
But he wants the life that's behind the
BMW. Yeah.
It's like, no.
Which is probably accurate, right? It's like you don't want the BMW and then you can't maintain the BMW.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do. Who knows? That's your prerogative.
Like, that's different.
But, I experienced that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth it. I was like, I just want a new one. But I don't want another car note.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be real. That car note. It'd be real. But I think the prayer should be, or my prayer will now be, Lord, please just listen to my heart. Because I don't know. I don't know if I have the words. I don't know if these words make sense. Just hear my heart, Lord.
My prayer be more just like, thank you.
Honestly.
Like, I feel like making a decision is prayer enough. Like saying thank you. Because God gave us all of these abilities, all these talents, I don't really know what we're asking for.
But sometimes, for me, it's like not even that I'm asking for something. Sometimes the prayer of you hearing my heart is the gratitude is in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, my words is, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. You know? So like,
no, I'm tired.
I'm tired. Hear my heart.
That's funny.
But I actually, like, praying, I think... I agree with the, you know, making a decision is prayer enough. I think that now I don't pray the same way that I used to pray. Like, I pray now from a space of gratitude, and I pray now from a space of, like, I appreciate this moment, and I appreciate that this thing is already done. And I think that I'm working to get stronger in that, but... Like, I already know, like, my needs are supplied, right? My wants can be supplied, if I want them to be. But it's just a thing of just, like, knowing that things are done. But, like, I bless everything. Like, I bless my experiences. Like, I bless the podcast. And I bless my water and all that stuff. I bless things more than I ask for things. I get clear on what I want, though, now. And then I can make a decision to move toward it. But you can only do that in a space of like, all right, I actually understand that I'm going toward this thing. Even if you don't fully understand like why you want this thing, it's like, okay, this was the hunch I got. This was the idea that I got. This is what I feel like God dropped into my spirit today. So let me go ahead and move toward this and see why he wanted me to move toward it.
I was going to say, I have two things. One, to answer Reese's question about like, I don't even know why we ask. Like, I know for me, if I'm ever asking for stuff, I'm asking for the ability to see what I'm not seeing most like of the time.
Wisdom.
Yeah, because like,
guidance.
Because a lot of times when I'm going to ask God stuff, because I had decided, I'm like, nah, God's my best friend. So if I'm going to talk to God like my best friend, if I'm asking God something, it's because I really don't understand. And so it's like, I'm asking like, all right, well, like, what do you need me to do here? Because I'm not getting it, right? And that happens a lot. But the switch for me was like knowing that as soon as you, this was one of the coolest things that I learned, as soon as you ask the question, you know how people always say questions are the answer, right? The fact that you are able to formulate the question means there's an answer,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you need the answer to be able to make the question. So I was like, oh, okay. When they say to say thank you in advance, it's like, literally, as soon as I'm asking, it's already answered. I just haven't been able to see how it's been answered yet. So, like, when you're saying it, it's like, all right, hey, what do you need me to do? And literally, don't even think about it. Just go and trust that the walkway is going to be made clear as you go. And I think that's been the main thing. So, when I'm not asking most of the time for things anymore. I'm more so asking just for, like, for clarity, for wisdom, for that kind of thing.
I was just going to say, I don't even know if this has anything to do with anything, but you had said something and it made me think of, it's no wrong way to show up as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Even in prayer.
Not at all.
Good connection. That's how he got there.
Wow. Sorry, guys. Getting tired. I was just thinking, it is in no way wrong way to show up as yourself, but also I was thinking, I don't always ask for clarity. I think I used to ask so much that now I just decided to start thanking God for clarity and wisdom. Mm-hmm. But I do be asking, like, what's happening? Like, what are we doing? Sometimes, because I'd be like, all right, Lord, I did all the things mm-hmm. you had laid on my heart. What are we doing now? Because mm-hmm. this is becoming a lot.
I feel like sometimes it's just a thing of sitting there long enough to figure out, or sitting there long enough for the fog to
clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God be like, go take a nap. And I take a nap and I wake up and I have answers.
Yeah. It's funny because how I always imagine it is me looking out my window and like seeing cars pass by or whatever, just seeing nature pass by. It's like the moment of uncertainty is just a little, it's just something that's passing by. But if I'm just locked in on it the whole time, it feels like it's around for a lot longer. Or if I just decide I'm not going to look at the window to this uncertainty clear up. And it's like, you can do that, or you could just kind of like sit here for a second, and then before you know it, it's like you out of the you're out of phase, and stuff kind of like just makes itself more clear.
I haven't done that in a long time. Like, just people watch and do nothing. I used to do that with Nova. Just go somewhere and just chill and watch the people pass, watch the cars pass. I ain't do that in a long time. Mm-hmm. I'd be working and work. I'll leave that in the past.
I was gonna say, ironically enough, that when I'm at work is when I get a chance to people watch, or sometimes I'll just listen, like just sitting there. People don't even be talking to me sometimes, and I just be sitting there like, all right, cool. I could do something else and act like I'm not paying attention, but I could also just sit here and listen sometimes. And people be very interesting, and sometimes they say something. I'm like, wow, I would have never guessed that was what she was going through. It's like, I hope you get through that. Or like, oh, that's great. Shout out to you. And the other thing I was going to say to Shakori's point, she was talking about like blessing stuff. I bless this experience. I bless, right? I realized that you can't. Nah, I'm not going to say you can't. You can do whatever you want. It would behoove you not to just bless the good things, bless the bad things. Like things that you don't like. Like specifically things that you don't like. So when you're like going through something, like you hit your elbow, right?
Like, God bless that elbow.
Yeah, I should have blessed my elbow earlier. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hit that thing hard.
If it's anxiety, right? Bless your anxiety because it's showing you what you don't want. Like, it's showing you the complete opposite. Like, so if you pay attention to it, it's like, all right, thank you for giving me an opportunity to see what I don't want, and for me to be able to step into what I do. So, like, everything can be blessed. Like, you can bless everything. Everything has an opportunity to help you. It's just a matter of, like, if you spend your whole life cursing it, being like, nah, this is terrible, this situation is terrible, this lack is terrible. Like, thanking lack so that you can know what it feels like to be in lack so that you can never be in lack again.
Yeah. That's why my first one was showing up differently. Because even if we talking about work, I don't even be able to engage in negative conversation long enough because my perspective has changed. I'm not showing up as, this is terrible. Sometimes I might be like, yeah, it's time for me to go. But I still be there grateful that I even got some money coming in.
Yeah. Facts.
And I thought I originally, I'm like, okay, I'm here just to get paid. I'm not there for that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not there for that at all.
Yeah, and that's what, for me, that was one of the kind of like shifts that I had experienced, was just even the things that I'm like, dang, this is terrible, or this is annoying, or this is frustrating. Thank you, frustration. Thank you, annoyance. Thank you, this person who's in front of me that is annoying me, because now I have a perfect example of what I do not want to do, or a perfect example of what I can be in response to whatever this thing is. And yeah.
Real quick, I just want to go back and be like, I am there to get paid. But that's not the main reason. Like, that's not the only reason why I'm here. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, I actually started blessing more and more things, especially the things that I don't like or the experiences that I have been anxious about or uncertain about, specifically because it also eases my anxiety. Like, I can be calmer around, like, in this situation if I bless it first. Like, if I bless it because it gives me a sense of, like, I know that I'm not walking into this alone. Like, if I bless this already, then I know that I'm going to make sure that I have a good experience regardless. Or there's something here for me. Or whatever it is, like, I bless the experience so that I don't go into it with a negative thought process or, like, anything like that. And, like, it helps my anxiety a lot. So,
and that's part of the reason why when you asked the question, I'm sitting here. The answer is really nothing I would have changed, because everything is giving me the perfect opportunity to show up as a person that I would want to show up as. So, like, there's nothing that I would want to really change, because I'm thanking every portion of it. Like, I'm thanking the anxiety, I'm thanking the fear. Like, thank you for showing me what it feels like to do this. Like, thank you for showing me where I still have work that I can do, or thank you for sure. Like, whatever it is, it's like, there's nothing for me that I really want to change yet. I guess I would just want to become more of me is what would be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the process of changing stuff or shifting or growing, doesn't that mean it's stuff that you would want to change? Like, you could want to change stuff and not be like, it don't have to be terrible for you to want it to be different.
Yes, but there's a lot of stuff that changes that I don't necessarily want or don't want to change. Like, so there's a lot of stuff that just happens to change, and I'm just, like, evolving naturally. Like, the goal might not have been going into it that I wanted to, wanted to change. It might just been, I just wanted to see what this was. And then as I'm continuing to see what this is, it's starting to change, and I'm just kind of okay with the changes. Hopefully that answered your question. I don't even remember what your real question was now that I'm...
The question that I just asked?
Yeah.
Was about if you're changing, mm-hmm. like, if you're currently changing things, doesn't that mean it's something that you wanted to change?
I think he's thinking the things that he wanted to change, he's currently changing. Yeah, it's nothing now nothing outside of, it's like he's already in the process of changing them, so there's nothing else that he can think of right now that he's like, I haven't started changing it yet to list in this list. Is that what's happening?
Kinda. Because I guess, and to Breeze's point, like, I get what you're saying. Like, if you're in the process of changing, doesn't that mean that you wanted to change it? Is that mm-hmm. what you're saying, right? I would say, I mean, partially, yes, but there's things that are changing that I didn't want to change.
Mm.
And it's still changing because life is just a ever-changing thing.
Like, so what's something that's changing that you didn't want to change?
I don't know. I guess maybe my relationship with people. Initially, I didn't have a desire to change it. It was just like things started changing, and then I was like, well, how am I going to respond to the things that are changing? Like, and that it was more so like, what am I going to do in response to the things that are changing? It wasn't that I was going out of my way to change certain things. Because some of the stuff I had no control over, whether or not it was going to change. So I was just like, all right, well, it changed, so guess I got to change too.
Mm. What about you?
I'm the captain of my ship. So things only change when I say it's time for it to change. But hold on.
He controls the whole world.
Okay. It's like, okay.
What's something that that you didn't necessarily want to change, but it just changed?
What's coming to my mind about what's something that I didn't want to change that is just changing is what I am working toward. Yeah, the stuff that I'm actually working toward, I probably would have been fine just doing stuff for fun. Yeah, in the past, I would have been fine doing stuff for fun and then just saying, no, I do this, but not really doing it. Now, I'm doing my best to actually do it. So, yeah, the stuff that I'm working toward is growing and evolving into stuff that I wouldn't have been able to, like, just make up.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened because I was doing it. Like, I was doing the stuff.
So, yours is the stuff that you were working toward. Yours is your relationship with people.
Well, I think just my relationships in general. Like, I think there was things that I thought they were going to be a certain way for a lot longer than they were. Mm. And so when they started changing, I was like, I didn't expect that kind of a change. Like, I know people and things change, but I didn't expect it to change in that way. And so now that I'm experiencing the change, I was like, dang, how do I feel about this? What am I going to do in response to this? Is there something that I can do? Right? So, yeah, I think it's not just my relationship with people. That was the first one that I thought of. But just that was, yeah, one of the examples of things that was changing that I didn't want to change. Because, I mean, it's people that you care about. It's things that you care about. Like, yeah. So you're not thinking that one day you're not going to love this thing the same way you did before. And so, yeah, it just changes. What about you?
I was going to skip this question. The only thing that's coming to mind for me is really how I'm showing up in the world. And, all right, let me explain. Okay, like the self-love coaching and all that stuff was not something that I was like working toward or planning on how like to show up as that. And I just was showing up as the singer. And I guess I was really just showing up as the, I don't even want to say aspiring, but I guess I was half doing things. And this might also wind up being a part two. But I realized like how many, when I was setting up for the podcast before you came up here, I had this thought, like, I really was half-assing everything. Mm-hmm. Like, everything. Mm-hmm. And it was like everything. I was half-assing everything in my life and still like, I don't understand why this isn't working. Or so as I started to do more, well, not even always just like doing more, but as I decided to show up more as myself, like to literally just be myself in whatever spaces that I'm in, and I started discovering more or remembering more of like who I am and the things that I love, the more I showed up as myself, the more I put like 100% or more effort behind things. And it started changing how I was showing up, because I wasn't just showing up as Shakoya D, the singer-songwriter. It's like now I'm showing up as, I mean, yeah, we was doing podcasting. I was doing voice acting for a while, but like Shakoya without the imposter syndrome is a different Shakoya. And I wasn't ready for or even expecting how I showed up to look like this. And I still don't even fully, like, I'm still showing up. Like, I'm not 100% showed up yet. So I'm still discovering, like, okay, well, what does this look like? Like, I already know, God already gave me a vision of, I guess, just a portion, but that's a big portion, a portion of what things are going to look like. So now I'm like, well, how do we get there from here? So like showing up as me and like how I'm showing up has been something that I wasn't expecting to change or ready to change. But now I've been like, you know, I've been acting on my ideas. I've been not afraid to do, I've been anxious, but I've been doing the things, you know, through the anxiousness, all right? And in that, I've been showing up as myself, but not just online, like in person in interviews, just like deciding to show up as me, fully me, in each moment as I'm discovering who I am and stuff like that. It's definitely like shifted the trajectory of my thought of where things could go. So, yeah. I think that's something that I wasn't expecting to change. Because I was comfortable until I wasn't. Until I wasn't. And then it was like, all right, well, what you going to do now? Now you got to show up. So.
That's good. Hearing you say that, it made me think, like, you know, based on the question, now that I'm thinking about it again, I think how I was processing, like, is there anything I would change about my current reality, is me saying, like, I'm not okay with how life is, right? And, like, I don't have a fundamental need to change, like, the mechanics of life and make life different. But a part of me was thinking, like, you know, I kind of want to just change everything just to see what it would feel like. Like, let's just...
Just flip everything upside down.
Yeah, just to see what it would feel like, because I think that might be entertaining. Just because I like polarity. I like opposites for whatever reason. Just, I don't know, could be because I'm a Pisces. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, but just to see what that would be like. Just to see, like, all right, how different would I feel in this scenario as opposed to the other scenario? And I guess that's somewhat what we've been doing, because it's like I've lived in lack, so let's see what it feels like to live in abundance. Right, and like,
this ain't it. Don't come to the lack side. Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, I am also in, even though I said I didn't, there was nothing I wanted to change, I am in the process of kind of just like turning everything on its head, just to kind of see what's gonna happen, because it's kind of cool just to see, like, all right, I didn't expect this, so let's just see how this movie plays out now that we're doing things completely different than when we started.
So first he was like, I wouldn't change anything. Now he's like, yeah, he was like, I don't want to just change one thing, I want to change everything.
You got to be able to change your mind.
But I get that though. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I think this year has kind of shown that, this year has, I don't know about y'all, but this year has revealed a lot for us. So, like, I think this year has definitely shown what things could look like. Yeah, I think it has shown what things definitely could look like. And the wild thing is, that every day in my head, all I could think was, things could be worse. Like, legit, things could be worse. Because some people still had it worse than we had it this year. So, it's like, I still am grateful that this is what you showed me. Because I know that things could be worse. And, like, I've decided. Now I made a decision. You gave me the opportunity to make this decision that I don't want this. I don't want worse.
Like, you said this and lower?
Yeah, please.
Unacceptable.
Just take it off the list, because that I don't want that as an option.
Now higher than this.
Yeah, let's see what's over here. And I think because that also caused me to like start showing up more, because like me half-assing everything brought me here. So if I keep half-assing, I don't know where I'm going to go. So, like, let's just, all right, let's show up. But, don't do it. But, yeah, we definitely got to see, like, what things could look like. And I'm proud to say that I will be living in abundance from here on out. But I firmly believe that self-love is the foundation to living an abundant life.
You can say no. Even if you really want to be there and you can't, you can say no. If you don't want to be there and you can say no. If you know you have a million things to do and someone else is asking you to add something else to your list, you can say no. Identify what you want and what you need so that you can move forward in your life and do the things that you love. We're here to enjoy life. And enjoying life involves saying no to the things that do not serve you. So join me on December 14th and 15th for the How to Stop Helping People workshop. We'll be talking about how to say no guilt-free, identifying and expressing your wants and your needs, and also operating out of your own self-interest. Listen, there's no need to feel guilty, because the link is in the description. And we're going to get you together. And if you get a VIP ticket, you'll be able to get practice live during the workshop with me and ask your questions first. I can't wait to see you there. This year and beyond, we are putting ourselves first. And the first step is for you to get your tickets to this workshop.
And I have been seeing that in books, and they like worded it differently, but living through it, it's different. It's definitely different. But is there anything else? Oh, wait. You had said it's not hard to show up as yourself. What did you say?
I didn't say that.
Did you say
I'm saying it's no wrong way
to show a measure. She just threw that at. She said, "Yep, yep. It's not hard. It's easy. It's easy peasy. Let me. It's easy."
I had something to say to it, but now I think it was wrong.
She said, "It ain't hard."
There's no wrong way to show up. Show up as yourself. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Just because, but I also think it's. I also think that that's really true if you show up fully as yourself. I don't think there's a wrong way to show up as yourself, but I don't even, like, do you know what showing up as yourself looks like until you show up as yourself?
I say that because
yep, clear your throat.
I feel like oftentimes we may have this idea of how we're supposed to show up. But it's like, if I don't feel like talking, it's okay. I just don't feel like talking. Mm-hmm. If I don't want to stand up and shake your hand, that's okay. I just don't want to stand up and shake your hand. It's not you, it's me. Mm-hmm. But this is me in this moment. So I feel like as long as you're present in the moment, why are you looking at my hole? I hole in my sleep.
I'm just tired. Keep talking.
As long as you're showing up as you in the moment, or as long as you're present in the moment, then it's okay.
You have no serious moments in this place.
She said, "Why are you looking at my? Why are you looking at my hole?"
It's a big hole. I'm looking at it like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I took a gander, but I wasn't gonna say nothing. Yeah, I was gonna let it rock.
Well, they can't see it on camera.
Yeah, they can't. I don't think
listening.
They can.
You
yeah.
can't. That's yeah. all.
That's the end. Yeah, that was wild, especially. That man just put a spotlight on. He said, "You looking at the hole in my sleeve?" Oh, hold on, wait. Nobody saw that.
Authenticity.
Nobody.
Vulnerability.
Nobody saw that one.
There's no wrong way to show up as yourself.
While I agree, though, I also disagree. I think the only wrong way to show up as yourself is you showing up as what you think you're supposed to do. I think that's the only wrong way. Like, you trying to show up how everybody wants you to is the only wrong way to show up. Anything else, other than that, I think is
so friggin'. That wouldn't be you showing up as yourself, right?
Some people might see it as them showing up as a version of themselves.
Yeah, like the self, because you was talking about it was something that you said, but you was like how you're showing up as the self that you feel like you're supposed to be, something along the lines. I don't know exactly how you said it, but I think that's the only wrong way to show up
as the representative.
Yeah, as the self that you think people want you to be. Like, because technically speaking, whenever you show up, you're always showing up as yourself. But you showing up without regard for how people want you to show up, I think, is the main thing.
That's good.
It was buffering. That second, she said,
In my thought, my head, all I heard was when you said, hold on. You said that you always show up as yourself.
Yeah.
And I said, in my head, I said, except for if you cosplaying. And then that's all I heard was that echoing in my head because I was laughing. But then you had finished your statement, so I was listening, but it took my brain couple seconds to process because I was laughing while I was processing, and then I was like, got it. It registered, and I was like, that's deep. Listen, y'all, I'm sleepy. Do y'all got any final thoughts on what you would change about your current reality? No,
I got nothing else. I gave my three.
All right, comment below. And let us know what is something that you would change about your current reality. Would you change anything or would you change everything? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
If you made it this far, leave a blue heart in the comments if you don't want to tell us what you would change about your reality. But also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least a month and some change in advance, most of the time, join our Patreon. And the link is in the description. Check the description for everything that we have going on. We have the How to Stop Helping People workshop. B and Bree's got prints. Damani got music. We got everything. Everything we want in our lives and stuff. Okay, put it, just look in the description. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked somewhere on the screen. Oh, I'm Shakoya D.
Bad man breathing in ear. Bless up.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It's your humble friend, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
We'll see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another J.
Get out of my face.